Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday the 3rd of January. Hope you're all well. It's all behind us now. We look to move forward into the new year. A couple of things to talk about today. I've had a very, very good start personally to 2022 betting wise, so long may that continue. I haven't been a massive amount of games, but pretty much mostly all gone my way, which is nice. So a couple of good days profit to start the year is always well received. Telegram group, I've posted you a long message this morning just of bits upcoming. Went 2-2 in the NFL. That's the final bets of the season in the main season, and I've got details of the playoffs I'll have for you later next week. We've got one more weekend of regular season games, which is all about the Niners. Can they make the playoffs or not? Email I haven't even looked at. Genuinely, today is probably, I've started to feel better the last couple of days, and today is the first day that I've really thought, oh, get out of bed with a bit of vigour. I found it all a bit of a struggle, this COVID, over the last 2 weeks, but definitely on the mend. The machine is back, so I will get myself into full stride over the next couple of days and go through emails, catch up. Obviously got an ultimate midweek process, which will consume tomorrow morning, but after that, I'll get back to normal. Got to talk, there's an illness in football at the minute, isn't there? There is an absolute illness in football. One of the things I think about, and I've thought long about, probably as I've got older, is time and how to use time and the best way to use time. And I do look at people, for example, you know, and I can only go on our Telegram group, really. I get sent stuff from other football groups, but I do concern myself how much time people waste. And I've talked about this many times. And how much time people put into things, and if you actually costed it out and said, was it worth it on a reward scale or even a payment scale of how much time you put into things, is it worth it? I've always been, particularly like for my trading, not an hourly rate, but is it paying for the amount of time I put into it? And if it wasn't, then I genuinely would look to do something else, but fortunately it does. But the amount of time that we are now wasting in life, football fans, talking about referees and referee decisions and the nonsense that is being spouted, driven by pundits as well. You know, you've now got commentators talking about it all through the half, rallying it up to the pundits then spending 15 minutes at half time. And the end. So let's go. The two games this weekend, I watched about 20 minutes of Arsenal Man City, and I watched about 20-25 minutes yesterday of Chelsea Liverpool. It's almost unbearable to watch for me. I mean, I don't know how you guys do it. These guys who sit and watch game after game, I honestly don't know how you do it. I find it almost unbearable. But let's take the Arsenal Man City game, which obviously caused massive consternation, starting with Arsenal should have had a penalty. I watched that live. My first thought instantly was that Emerson got the ball. That was my first thought. I know people are going to say, oh, you're Spurs. I've always been fair. I think Arsenal have massively improved. I said that in the Friday pod. But my first thought was Emerson got the ball. You've then got slow motion pictures, obviously. The VAR have said it's no penalty. And the slow motion pictures actually show Odegaard treading on Emerson's foot. So Emerson's come to get the ball and Odegaard has trod on Emerson's foot. So you can only assume that's what VAR are looking at and going, quite rightly, there's no clear and obvious error here. You haven't given a penalty. We've had a look at it. There's nothing to see here. Arsenal have still gone in 1-0 up, by the way. There seems to be this thought process that if Arsenal had scored, that got that penalty and scored it, which has got to happen first. They've got to get the penalty, then they've got to score it. That the second goal happens anyway and they go 2-0 up. It's nonsense. Arsenal still went 1-0 up. They went in at half-time 1-0 up and Arsenal lost the game through their own repeated stupidity, which are the things that have let Arsenal down time and time and time again. Arsenal's a footballing side have improved, but people like Xhaka can be an absolute fucking liability. And there's no use saying they can't, because they can, and he has been repeatedly. The penalty that City got, oh, they went to VAR. It's a penalty. For me, it's a penalty. You can jump up and down all you like. It's a penalty. Arsenal are 1-0 up. They end up going down to 10 men through stupidity. The penalty is clumsy. But arguing and bleating and moaning about it like you are, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible what you waste your time doing. I find it absolutely staggering. There's a guy on Twitter, an Arsenal fan, getting the directors of PGMOL, getting the directors' addresses and talking about it. And let's go and bug the office. I mean, it's laughable. But it's all being driven by TV and pundits, and let's get Peter Walton in, and let's get Dermot Gallagher on the Sky app saying what he thinks. I mean, every time I read Dermot Gallagher, I just think, fuck me, does he ever disagree? Does he ever turn around and go? It's an absolute waste of time and energy. And certainly in our Telegram, I'm just seeing more and more and more of it. It's all corrupt. It's not corrupt. Don't get me wrong, I'm not defending officials. I think the standard of officiating in the UK is fucking terrible. I've said it for years. Ever since they became professionals, for whatever reason, they've got worse. And I've said it before, the guy at the top, Mike Riley, he is absolutely horrendous. He was a horrendous referee. And I think he's completely clueless. I always go back to Spurs were playing Chelsea, one midweek evening game, and he went to book Ashley Cole, and he stood and whistled and was asking Ashley Cole to come back to him, and Ashley Cole just didn't. He just kept walking away, and in the end he stood there like a lemon and held his yellow card up from about 40 yards because he didn't have the authority to say, hang on a minute, we're not starting this game till he comes and I can talk to him. Ashley Cole just turned and kept walking, looked back a couple of times, and he stood there, and in the end he just, well, he's absolutely useless. So I am not defending officiating in the UK. It's absolutely terrible. I think we've got a real poor bunch of referees. I think it is consistent. I don't know what's going on. But talk of corruption and going and getting their addresses and all this, it's all bent. Of course it's not. It's just bad refereeing. You know, and then I come on to that game yesterday, that Liverpool-Chelsea game. Everybody going, brilliant. What a fantastic spectacle. Absolutely magnificent. Firstly, I do genuinely think it was a red card. I don't know how if he books him, he doesn't send him off. That's the thing. He either doesn't see it and gives him nothing and VAR looks at it. I don't see how he gives him a yellow card. He is quite clearly elbowed Azpilicueta in the face. And people are going to say, don't like Liverpool. I cannot bear Chelsea, by the way. I can't bear Chelsea. So I thought it was a definite red card. But everyone going, the standard of football was horrific. It was horrific. Mistake after mistake after mistake. Chalabar, Pulisic miss. If referees made the mistakes those players made yesterday, there'd be blood on the streets, there'd be uproar. But if a referee makes a mistake that somebody thinks may change the outcome of a game because Arsenal would have got a penalty and they'd have scored the second goal, which is complete nonsensical thinking, the referees get absolute pilloried. The football yesterday, yes, it was a pulsating watch, don't get me wrong. Great goals, don't get me wrong. But the quality of football, don't stand here and tell me it was brilliant. It was just calamity after calamity, mistake after mistake. Kante, by far for me, I said it in one of the groups I'm in, Kante by far, everybody goes on about Salah and Harry Kane and whoever else. Kante is the best player for me that's played in the Premier League over the last 3 or 4 years, and it ain't even close. He is streets ahead of anyone for me. I think I just love, can't bear Chelsea, but he was brilliant at Leicester. I think he's even better now. He's just absolutely brilliant. But bar him yesterday, it was just gaff after gaff after gaff after gaff. Absolute. They're great. I understand great watching spectacle, but the mistake by Chalabar is horrific. If a referee made a mistake of that error, you'd be all wanting him hung, drawn and quartered. Let's just have some consistency to it. We talk about them not being consistent. The reactions to things are ridiculous. And it seems to be getting more and more and more people wasting time. You're just wasting time of your lives talking about shite. That one, you're never ever going to change it. You're never ever going to change it. And we've always moaned and argued about it. It just seems to be now being fired right up. And the TV, that's why I turned it off. The TV, the pundits come on absolutely slating the referees. They don't come on and slate the players for making gaffes, do they? It's all just nonsense. Absolute. Why we have, I've said it hundreds of times on here, 3 or 4 ex-players just spouting bollocks. Hour pre-game, 15 minutes at half-time, hour after the game, and firing you lot up. Behave yourselves. Get, use your time better. There's much better ways, genuinely, going into 2022 to use your time. People waste so much time on so much bollocks. So we talked last week about goals. Just to have a recap. Set goals. You will not operate fully unless you've got specific goals. Surest way to fall and fail is to not have goals, and goals that are attainable, planned out, mapped out, timed out. So it's better to do that than sit and just have these sort of random wishes. Create your plan to those goals. Working backwards so that you know what you've got to do, when you've got to do it, how you've got to do it. If we need to learn new skills, let's learn those new skills. Make sure it's measurable so you can keep track of where you are in relation to your goal. And don't be afraid if things go, of course, to move them, change them. The key is the people who lose out, the people who give up. Simple as that. So you've got to try and keep tracking it. Have an accountability partner if that helps you. But as I said, talking about it to everybody doesn't always help, but certainly those closest around you. And if you want an accountability partner, find someone, ask them, will you help me? And you're answerable to them. Don't find somebody who, when you say, oh, I haven't lost any weight, then tells you, well, you're a fucking wanker, you're an idiot, why haven't you done this? And then you get all upset about it. Find somebody that you're actually going to have a bit of time for. And if they're going to say to you, well, you're really disappointing me here, then you're going to act on it. Look at what you've done in the past. Stop repeating past failures. That's one of the big things in trading. I see, I form opinions of people and groups of people from the chats and things I see. And I just see the same stuff repeating and repeating and repeating. And I think people just keep doing the same things in the same way. And somehow they think they're going to take a different result. Look at it. Look at your approach. Don't be scared to take a different approach. The half-time lay the drawers. Exactly. Nick has nailed, absolutely hit the nail on the head there. I haven't put these in as tips. I've put them in to show you an idea of how to use markets differently, how to look at different things, and how to look at different way of trading. That's all I did. I thought I'll share those with you. Yes, obviously we've had a good 2 days on them. It's not always like that, but they're pretty consistent, low risk, low reward. But it wasn't, oh, here's some tips, have them. It was to get you to look at things slightly differently. So in effect, it stemmed from a first half goal market. It's just a different risk reward way for me to look at that. So to get some of the profits that I'm getting on those, rather than having to lay out 500-600 quid on a 1.5 shot, I can drip lay a draw that's going down in price and not risk as much, but end up with the same reward. So it's just looking at things in a different way. Time. Make sure you've got time for yourself. Really big thing. The theme of today is stop wasting time. I think I did say it on a pod, on a mindset pod, Chris Wilkinson will know, about actually going through a day and writing down all that you do, from everything. How much time do you sleep? How much time do you spend on social media? All this, I see people, I'm going to spend less time on social media. Then I see them on social media all the time. I think, well, you're not really, that's not working out, is it? That thing on, there's the iPhone, Android battle. I don't know whether Android phones do it. I am an iPhone user, where it tells you that you, how many screen time, it's got that screen time thing and it comes up and it says, Ian, you've spent whatever, 45 minutes, it's 7% down on last week. Brilliant, have a look at that. How much time do you waste just spouting bollocks or reading bollocks on social media and things like that? Get that time back, put it to more use. And balance, the one thing, again, an area I've really worked on, like we took the dog, I saw what football matches I want to trade on. When was New Year's Day? Sam's birthday, Saturday. And we took the dog for a walk on the beach in amongst that. So I sort of said to Sam, look, I can't do that time. I want to be back for that game or whatever it was. But we've got a 3-4 hour window there. Let's go and do something. I haven't been out of the house since the 15th of December. Let's go and, other than walking the dog locally, let's go. And we went to the beach and walked the dog for a few hours. Lovely, absolutely fantastic. Get some balance in what you're doing. If you're sitting, particularly those of you who perhaps aren't making a success of this, if you're sitting, just sitting at football screens all day long and going nowhere, have a look at that time, work, play balance and plan out and make some changes to it, because it doesn't do you any good. It does not do you any good, particularly, you know, when you're sacrificing things like kids and this and the other. I said, you know, whilst I've made a load of money, I still look back and think my kids missed out massively on weekends when they were younger. Now I don't mind sitting here because it is me and Sam, and we've got our lives. There's things we do together, things that Sam likes to do on her own. I like to do this. But you've got to get that work-life balance. So, you know, it's always a work in progress. It's not just something of, I've written this down on the 1st of January and that's what I'm going to do. You've got to keep track of your progress, look how you use your time, and let's get away from this nonsense on Refra, honestly. I mean, half of what's spoken is complete and utter shite anyway. We're not all going to agree on it. We can't change it. So what is the point? You can say, oh, I think that was a penalty, or I don't think that was perfectly, but going into this, oh, there's, we're biased against this team and there's corruption and this, that and the other, be honest, it's nonsense. And people are going to come back to me, it is corrupt. If that's what you believe, I'm not going to change your mind. I'll probably suggest, if I genuinely thought that, I would have nothing to do with it and I'd go and do something else. If it was getting to me to that extent. I see plenty of decisions that I think, oh, Tottenham should have got that. You don't genuinely find one where I've been up and down, jumping up and down. What is the point in it? What is the point? Yes, I'll say, oh, the Harry Kane goal should have, Matt Doherty goal should have stood against Southampton. It didn't. I can't change it. I thought it was a perfectly good goal. Wasn't given. I can look at it and see why it wasn't given. Got to be a bit more like that. But what is going on at the minute? But the TV side's annoying me because they just fuel it up and fuel it up and fuel it up. And to be fair, they don't care what, and it's not rude, they're not the brightest people, footballers. So we just end up with these fucking melee of fucking unbright people filling our screen times for far too long, spouting complete and utter bollocks, and a load of football fans go, oh yeah, well he said it, so it must be right. He said it, so it must be right. Why must it? They ain't the fucking smartest, and half of them are fucking biased as fuck, to be honest. There we go. Happy New Year. As I say, yes, Ultimate and that tomorrow. I think we've got Serie A midweek. I'm pretty much back to full fitness. So I'm 98%, I would say. But over the next week, I'll get back on the saddle and get everything caught up. And we'll be good to go for 2022 and execute a lot of the plans that I've got. So have a good bank holiday Monday. You always do lose time of days this year, didn't you? I didn't have a clue it was Monday today. Have a good bank holiday Monday. As I say, I've got plenty of stuff to golf, NFL and that I'll have details off over the week. And I'll be back with you all probably not tomorrow. No, I won't be back tomorrow because I'll be doing Ultimate. I'll be back with you all. I'll either do a pod Wednesday or Thursday. And then obviously we've got Friday. There's no Premier Football, is FA Cup. But I'll do a pod Friday, whatever. So take it easy. Have a good bank holiday. Enjoy your break. And I'll be back with you all on Wednesday or Thursday.